Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shayo.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shayo. And at Live Your Best Marriage, we believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome. Every marriage has a chance to be fulfilling. And you can always reach us at liveyourbestmarriage.com and also at Twitter, which is I'm at Bessa Shayo, and Whitney is at?
I'm at Whitney Shayo. Yes. And one of the reasons why we created the Live Your Best Marriage blog is because we realized that we're real people with real problems and marriage will never be perfect.
Yes.
But we just want to be a source of encouragement and inspiration for everybody out there so that they know that just because some times are tough, that doesn't mean that it cannot get better, because it totally can. And it can be way better than you ever imagined.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, we just want to inspire you. And we like to share a lot of the things that we've gone through on our journey. We've been together 13 years, and we have 4 children. So, there are a lot of good times and tough times.
Yes.
With that. But it's worth it.
And, you know, one thing that we like about Live Your Best Marriage is just the idea that you can live what you think is your best marriage. You are actually going for your personal best. You are not trying to have somebody else's marriage as your template, and you're trying to become, to have somebody else's marriage as you're trying to become, to live somebody else's marriage. It's your marriage. You are the only one who knew where you guys got each other from. What brought you together, why you are dating, and then why you decided to get married. And now, how can we make it that what you guys were dreaming about when you were dating, how can we get into a point that we are giving you some resources and tips and tricks that we actually have used to be able to make your marriage the best that you want it to be? You know, when you decided to get married, you are having this idea of how things will go. Can you really make it happen? Or you're just going to be another marriage that ends up in a divorce? Divorce is not pretty, and that's what we are trying to avoid eventually, so that you can actually live your best marriage. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, as he mentioned, yeah, we totally think that it's easier to work on the relationship you already have,
yeah,
rather than go out and find a new one.
Yes.
Starting over might look more appealing at first, but it's really, there's a good chance that you might just be trading one set of problems for a new one.
Yeah.
So.
And because the issue is you haven't actually worked on yourself. And, have you worked on your communication skills? Have you worked on, and I'm not trying to make marriage to be this, like, oh, I'm working on myself. I thought it was just going to be a fun thing because we know each other. But sometimes you need to know how to communicate with your wife. Sometimes you need to actually pay attention to what she's saying. Sometimes you might even need to show some acts of love. And that's what we are here for, just to give you that encouragement and to remind you that, hey, we've been there, dude. There's a lot of times where, even before a podcast, before we do this podcast, there's sometimes we can get into what we call a little disagreement. Sometimes if I feel like it's like, before the cameras come on, we might be in a real huge disagreement, but we know we have to make this podcast. So what? We gotta make it work. So sometimes the disagreement has to go down so that we can do a good presentation. Sometimes we have to know how to communicate to avoid a disagreement. Sometimes we just need to know, like, hey, you know what? We need to maybe go and have this conversation somewhere public so that we know our tempers will not get where they usually will get. Sometimes maybe we need to avoid talking to that family member because every time they show up, they bring a lot of negativity, and after that, we won't even be able to deal with each other after for a whole week. Those are little tips that actually help our marriage get to where we think we are living our best marriage, and that's what pretty much we are trying to help yours.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So one of the really, really cool things that that we...
Why are you laughing? Are you laughing because there was because of the whole... There was a little argument. We have them. We are not perfect. And if somebody who's telling you that their marriage is perfect and there is no disagreement, they're just selling you a bill of goods. That is mm-hmm. not true. So take right. heart. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yes. You're just trying to get less of those and knowing how to solve them when you're getting into them. But we are two different humans and there's always going to be disagreements.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So it's a different version of happily ever after. It's a different version. You're still going to be happily ever after. It's just going to be a different way that you will define it for yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and one of the really cool things that Pesa has taught me and that he talks about with our audience is the fact that you need to be sold, completely sold on your spouse. And which basically means that no matter what they do, how they behave, what they say, they cannot do anything that will make you want to file for divorce.
Yes.
So, and I like that. He actually just says it. He's like, there's nothing my wife can do that will make me file for divorce.
So that just, when I say that to her, it's just basically I'm telling her that, you know what, you might think you're trying to, you might be upsetting me and I'll just be with you. I'll just follow you.
Yeah, he says that. He's like, well, if you leave, I'm just going to follow you.
Yeah, so let's just work on the issue that we have right now. Why would we need to drag four kids through a whole bunch of nonsense while we can actually work on what we have right now?
Yes.
Yes. We will work through. You see, a lot of folks is we will work through all that stuff in the court system, and eventually you'll try to figure out how are we gonna move kids from one house to another.
Right.
If people end up having a divorce.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
let's just deal with it now.
So if somebody asks the question, okay, fine. If I make this decision and say, okay, no matter what they do, I will not file for divorce. How do I keep from... Doesn't that make me vulnerable? Doesn't that put me in a position
to be walked on?
To be taken advantage of? Or doesn't that sort of make me a doormat? But I don't think so. I think that once you do have that attitude in your marriage that no matter what, there's nothing they can do to make me want to file for divorce, I think that decision actually creates a special bond for the two of you.
Yes.
And I think that if you actually do get into the habit of saying that, because he's in the habit of it. He says that. He's like, you're not getting out of it. You're not leaving me.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't sound healthy, but he's like, he makes it very clear. He's like, there's nothing you can do to make me mad enough to want to divorce you. And I think what that does is that actually creates a bond and it puts you in this position of, well, I really don't want to mess this up. I wouldn't want to mess him up anyway.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it does. And from my end, it comes from me saying that comes from when I look at it, I look at it from the point where I have to be sold on my marriage. I have to be sold on my spouse. And what does that mean? It means like, hey, when we started dating, you, I mean, just even for you, listener, when you guys started dating, there was, you were sold on the idea that she was the right one. Like, you knew, like, in with every fiber in your body, you knew she was the right one. That's why you moved from the step of, like, we are just dating, and you're like, wow, we will get married. Why? Because we will spend the rest of our lives together. She is the right one. So what changed between that day that you are like, okay, I am going to propose, I'm going to go on my knee and make that decision and propose to her, and now, like, you can't even stand her? She hasn't changed, you haven't changed. What has changed is the fact that you don't believe that she's all it, all,
yeah.
She's the right one. And why is that? Because you are not sold on her. You have introduced something that I really hate. It's called doubt. You are not 100% in the deal. You brought doubt. Maybe she talks a certain way. Maybe when she wakes up, she says something. Whatever. All that, you've just added doubt. And because you've added doubt, you are not sold 100% on your woman. And because of that, now there's some things she can do that you're like, she needs to go. You are the same guy who knelt on one knee and said, I am going all in here. Now, times have changed, doubt has come in, and you are not sold. So the trick here is to be sold again on her. To say, you know what, she's the only one. The same way, she was always been the only one. Now, hey, she has gained weight, she hasn't gained weight, she's whatever. That is just doubt you are adding into the situation. She is still the same person. You are not sold. Get sold back on your wife. She needs to be the only one that you believe will be there for the rest of your life. So cut all this, oh, I'm going to divorce her if she does this, I'm going to divorce. Just cut all that nonsense and be all in. And you won't see all that nonsense.
So to be absolutely sold on your marriage, it means that you have this really strong conviction.
Strong conviction, 100%, that she is the one. The same way you had the same conviction when you decided to go on one knee and say, would you marry me? Because at that time, if I had asked you, there wouldn't be any doubt. It was like, she is the one. And when you went and told your friends, you are not saying, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get married. I don't know. No, it's like, dude, I am getting married to her and she's the one. I'm buying a ring. At that time, there was no doubt.
Yeah.
But 10 years later, you're like, we are growing apart. We're going apart because you are not sold the same way you were sold on her the first time. So get back to making that she is, just be sold on her. Just say, give me, cut all this extra stuff. That if she does this, that's when I'm gonna love. If she does this, that's if I'm gonna be excited. If she says hi to me, if just, the truth is, when you're dating, she might not even pick up your phone and you'll still be calling her several times to make sure. But now it's like, you don't even want to call her. You don't want to text her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? And I hate to be too preachy, but to me, I feel like that is the biggest issue that we are facing, that we are not being sold enough on our spouses, on our wives.
Yes.
We have extra things going on. Like, and divorce looks so good. Divorce looks so good. On the same woman that before, she looked like there's no way you can say no to her.
Like, you can't live without
her. Yes. You can. I mean, you told all your friends that there's no way you can live without her. What?
So,
as you were saying.
So, okay. Once you have this strong conviction and you decide, okay, there is nothing this person can do to make me want to just live without them.
Yes.
So how do we address the issue of, isn't that going to put me in a position to be walked on?
No.
If my spouse knows that they can do anything, they can say anything, then aren't they going to do just that?
You see, when you went and made a commitment to your spouse, when you're dating and you're saying this is the only one, or when you're going on one bended knee and proposing, you are still doing the same thing. You are putting yourself in a position where you could be vulnerable. She could have said no. How different is that from now when you're making the commitment? It's the same commitment you made when you were dating her. It's the same commitment you made on the wedding day. You actually, if I had asked you during the honeymoon, you felt like she's the one. And if it just happened that she was also in the same mood.
Yes.
So it's not so much, it doesn't depend on what she says. It depends on you, as especially me as a husband, saying, okay, this is what I want. You are literally putting your chips on the table and say, this is what I want. This is what I want. Now, yes, there's a situation where that might not be reciprocated. She might not be on the same page as with you. But the same way, when you went on bended knees and proposed, she might have walked away. That happens. And a lot of folks who might think like she is the one, they go on one bended knee and she still walks away. She's like, I'm not ready. So you are putting yourself in a position of vulnerability, but you are making it very clear that this is what I stand for. This is what I stand for.
Yes.
So it's not, we are not, because usually we hold back. I'm not sold on the deal. I'm holding back, hoping the other person will be sold on the deal and they won't hold back. Yes. What if they're doing the same thing? They're also holding back because they know you are not sold.
Yes. So the analogy that I really love for this is just the example of being a Christ follower. Many people think that when they start following God, they'll lose their freedom. They feel as though, well, if I become a Christian, then that means I can't do all the fun stuff that I did before.
Right.
But then they find out that actually God is very loving,
yes,
and very accepting, and God knows that you're not perfect. And that even when you become a Christian, yes, you will still make mistakes. But what happens is when you begin to appreciate how much God really does love you,
yes,
and you develop that relationship with Him, you realize you don't want to do those fun things, if they were destructive behaviors,
yes,
or if they're behaviors that are not God-pleasing,
yes,
then basically once you establish that relationship with Him and you feel that love, you actually would not want to do those things.
No.
You would not want to continue doing those behaviors. And so it's not a matter of losing freedom anymore.
No.
It's more like, okay, you know what? There's a God who loves me, and I don't want to do those things. And it's so when we talk about, you know what, my spouse has said, no matter what I do, they'll still stay with me.
Yes.
But you know what? I feel that love. I feel such a strong connection. I don't want to mess that up.
No.
I would not want to sabotage the relationship just because I know that my spouse will accept me no matter what.
Yes.
Actually, I'm not going to abuse that.
And actually, that to me, that makes you free. It makes you actually free to be you. This is not you're not faking it. If you are, it just makes it easier for you to be you.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? That means you can be real. You can make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You can fail.
Yes.
You can start over. You can fail again. You can start over. You are not under this microscope of like, I have to perform because my husband is like, if I do that one more time, this is over. No.
Mm-hmm.
So you are free to be you. You are free to start. You are free to fail. You are free. Maybe you are starting a diet. You can start and fail. It's just you are free to be
mm-hmm.
just a human being.
Yes.
So this is not like a performance-based marriage where you feel like, if I don't do this,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to happen.
Right.
We won't be together. Because there's a lot of times we talk to couples and their biggest issue is the divorce was caused, like whatever happened, they happened and they had a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But they say, I feel more free now. Mm-hmm. I feel free.
Yes.
Because the marriage got to a point where it just was so constricting. And she wasn't free to be her. She wasn't
right.
Like, it was just like, got into a point that she can't try anything new. She can't try any new hobbies or a new job. Everything is so constricting. And she's just looking to try new things, to grow,
mm-hmm.
to fail, to start over, to be vulnerable. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you know that you are sold on your spouse, that gives your spouse freedom to be her. You are not putting an act anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That means she can wake up without makeup and still she's fine. She can wake up without having the... She can take time before she gets a haircut. But that still does not mean that she will... is being judged. I don't know if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because the husband is already sold on the spouse. He's like, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if she didn't cut her hair. She didn't trim her split ends. She's having gray hair. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So just as a recap, when you are able to have that strong conviction,
yes.
and you decide, okay, there's nothing my spouse can do that will make me want to divorce.
Yeah.
I will stay with this person no matter what.
This is it.
It actually does create a much, much stronger bond.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I think it helps you have a better relationship. Because
it does.
You'll feel like you accept one another, I think.
Yes.
Even more than you did before.
Yes.
So.
You feel like you are there for each other. And some of us might think, oh, if you're in the stage of your life and where cheating is an issue, that is what will come in mind right now. Oh, man, so she'll be cheating. But most relationship is not about cheating. It's like maybe it's something to do with kids. Like some of the problems that really bring strain in a relationship might be something to do with kids, stepkids, lack of fulfillment, trying and failing. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of other issues which will actually cause a couple to move apart
mm-hmm.
before they go and do something else.
Yes.
So if they know that the marriage is a safe zone,
where you can embrace the flaws.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the marriage is a safe zone. And the only way you can create that safe zone is knowing that you are sold 100% on your spouse. So your spouse doesn't have to be performing at a high level to be able to you to be sold on them.
Mm-hmm. In order to be loved.
Yes. Yeah.
And have that lifetime commitment.
Commitment. They
yes.
just know that they can always come back home and they'll always be the number one cheerleader for them there, which is you as the husband.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, okay, folks, we are just super excited to have you listening or watching, whichever way you find this podcast. We are just so glad that we're able to be in so many different places. SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher,
yes.
Overcast, YouTube, and also on our blog as well. There's just so many different ways to access this marriage ministry that we're doing. And so we are here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we'll be back.
We'll be back. And don't forget to subscribe and Be sold on your spouse. That really helped me a lot. And until next time, guys, bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.